Mignon de Rosh Hashanah and Kia Shofar. So Shitas HaRambam is a misasi with Kia Shofar nislamed lo yotze dichoy vosoy. And a person says, Shomea min a misasi is lo yotze. And so the Rambam holds that you need kavona, both Shomea and Mashmia, which is the Gemara. The Gemara says that a rova even goes to somebody says, listen, you have to have kavona to be moitzmi. Not only kavona, Shomea, kavona is Mashmia. And the question is, the Rambam paskens in the halacha, the mitzvah says in the Torah, in the beginning of Kilcha Shofar, Lishmoya kol Shofar Broshana. And the Rambam in the Tshuva says, the mitzvah is the Shmia, not the Tkiya. And the Tkiya, says the Rambam, is like a Echsha mitzvah, like a Siyas Asuka. So if that's the case, as long as you Shomea Tkiya, who cares? So the question is, the Shagasai already asks on second, if that is the case, why the mitzvah is only the Shmia, why Hashomim and Acheres Shoyitev Kot Nirnad Yoitze? Why need the Barchiyuba? You heard the Tkiya Shoyfon. But even more, the Rambam just read to you holds that you need a Kavon of the Shomea and a Kavon of the Mashmia. Why do you need Kavon of the Mashmia? Who cares? You heard Tkiya Shoyfon. And the idea is you heard it, and the Tkiya is only Acheres Mitzvah, so who cares Kavonas Mashmia on this? So to answer this, there is a Reb Chaim that Rabbi Yoshe Breyer brings down. And the truth is, the same idea is in the Avnei Nezer. And the Avnei Nezer says the following. Let's go from the Avnei Nezer's angle. Every mitzvah shmiah, that's the mitzvah. But mitzvah shmiah, there's no mindset. It's a passive mitzvah. You just listen to it. Every mitzvah requires a mindset. Tkiya Shofar is the mindset ha-mitzvah of the mitzvah. The Kiyuma mitzvah is the shmiah. But the Mainsia mitzvah is the Tkiya. And he says, what an example for this is. The example for this is very simple. The mitzvah is Ksiva Sefer Torah. There's a whole Shaila. He says, it's all Chakira. Is a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah or to have a Sefer Torah written? Nafkimina is to the Rambam passing Sefer mitzvahs, that if you have a Sefer Torah and you sell it or you give it away, you stop being becoming the mitzvah and you have to get a new one. So it means the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah. But the Rambam brings down already, in Sefer Mitzvahs itself, that if you didn't acquire the Sefer, you got it, Yerusha Miavo Yisav. So on that, you're not making the mitzvah. So the question is why? If we have the Sefer Torah, who cares if you didn't do it? But the word is, because the Pasuk says, Kisvu Lachem Sashir Azois, meaning you need a mindset. So the mitzvah, the kiyum, has to come to a mindset mitzvah. So if you didn't do anything, you just yarshened, you're not making the mitzvah. But the Kiyuma Mitzvah is having a Sefer Torah. Here also, the Kiyuma Mitzvah is the Shmia, the mindset comes. So Rabbi Yoshe Breyer says, for Rabbi Chaim, what you said is the idea that with the Kavona Shomea Mimashmia connected to, like pairing a Bluetooth. Usually Rambam holds the Mitzvah, the Rambam not only holds that here we need Kavona, any Mitzvah will need Kavona. But here to pair the Shomea and the Mashmia, that the mindset Kiyah should relate to you, to be a Shomea Keoine, perhaps, on the Tkiyas, for be and to have the Mindset Mitzvah, you need Kavona Shomea Mashmia to pair the two. So Kavona Shomea Mashmia is not Kavona's Mindset Mitzvah, it's Kavona to be able to take somebody else's mindset, to be Meaches to me, to relate as my Mindset HaMitzvah. That's what Reb Chaim says, that's Avnei Nezer says the same idea. So the Mindset Mitzvah is the Tkiya, the Kiyuma Mitzvah is the Shmia. Now, if you go a little deeper on that, L'choira, there are two problems on this. Now, we know that the Brocha is Lishmoya Kol Shofar. And L'choira, the Brocha is always in the Ma'isa Mitzvah, not in the Kiyuma Mitzvah. So the Avnei Nezer already brings down, and Rabbi Yoshe Breyer also, another truth from the Avnei Nezer, but the idea is that Rabbi Yoshe Breyer brings the same idea also for Reb Chaim, from Ma'isa Milah. If you do a Milah, who makes the Mitzvah of the Milah? The Moel. The Moel makes the Ma'aseh Mitzvah and the Kiyum is on the Father. Because the Brocha is on the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. Asher Kitshan B'mitzvah Yitzvah B'tzivah Na'la Milah. So you see, the Brocha is always on the Ma'aseh. The real Chor, the otherwise, the Gedolah Merovah says, perhaps from a Bris there is no such a Raya, because the Moel in itself is also Mechuyev if the Father is not there. So in other words, there is a Mitzvah on the Moel also, so maybe that's why it makes a Brocha. But derives from Truma. If you make a Shliach to make Truma, the one who makes a Brocha is the guy who makes the Mitzvah. Not the Kiyum, but the Shliach who does the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. I always bring a right, because Kveger has a Shaila in Mitzvah's Mezuzah. We know it's Choyva Sadar. The Choyva is only Chal if you live in the house. Now, what happens if you go away, a bungalow, and you went away in the summer and you come back? Wait, what away in the winter, you're not making the mitzvah. When you come back for the summer, you're making the mitzvah. Do you make a bracha? No. When do you make a bracha? When you have a ma'isa mitzvah. So the bracha is also the ma'isa. If the ma'isa mitzvah here is the tkiya, and the kium is a shmiya, why do you make a bracha shekicharno mitzvah v'tzivanu lishmoya megillah? And lishmoya shayach kol shayfar. Should have been al tkiya shayfar. And the tkiya is yours. Now the Nezer wants to say that that's what we cover the lulav. What we cover the shayfar. Lechoyer, we know that bracha has to be over lasiyosan. If the shayfar is vasha, every bracha has to be immediate. So why do you cover them? He says, because really should have been that litkoya shayfar. But since everybody else is yoitzit the tkiya through shomea kyoina, right, that's what we just said. So the bracha is a shmiya. So the mindset for everybody else is the shmiya. But since the mindset for the Baal Tokiya is the tkiya, by making a bracha of shmiya, you keep embarrassing the shofar. That's why we cover the shofar. Likely covering the bed. That's what he says. But the chayr is fair because the chayr, if the mindset is the tkiya, it should have been the bracha at kia, the similar mikra megillah. Everybody else is only yoitze al din shomea kyoina. You don't break a bracha lishmoya megillah because you make it al kriya, because the shomea kyoina makes it like if you read a megillah. So should have been here also the bracha, not lishmoya kol shofar, but tkiya shofar, if the mindset is tkiya, because the bracha is also the mindset. So that's the question. Why, if the bracha is on the mindset, why is the bracha here lishmoya kol shofar? Even more than that, we know that a chatzi even v'chatzi ben choyrin, the halacha is the Rambam brings down by shofar, you are not yoitze. Not only he's not yoitze, he's not himself not yoitze. Because when he hears from the other side together. So he never hears a tkiya. Now the question is, a mindset tkiya it is. We know the Moshe Megillah. Megillah is already says the tour doesn't bring it, he's not yoitze himself, even though the Beisvesev argues. But says the Avnenezer, for sure he's yoitze, because he's doing a mindset kriya. The mindset is there, the mitzvah is a mindset kriya. So here there is a mindset kriya. Elama is not yoitze, because the voice of the shofar, he hears it mixed between the two. So he says, one second, if there is a mindset, mitzvah David, and he listens to the shofar, why shouldn't this be good? Why is the halacha that cannot be moitzi? Lechoyra, the ma'ase is a good ma'ase. He did himself the ma'ase. And the shofar is a voice of shofar. So why does the Rambam pass in here that's no good? If the mitzvah is the shmiya, and the ma'ase mitzvah is the tkiya, since he did the ma'ase, why can't he be yoitzi his own tkiya? So that's the second question. So I wanted to say that perhaps the ma'ase mitzvah is not tkiya. The ma'ase mitzvah is hashmos kol shofar. The mitzvah is all on the kol shofar. The mitzvah, kiyum mitzvah, is to listen to the voice, to produce the sound that's heard. In other words, to produce the sound that's heard, that is the ma'ase mitzvah. The ma'ase mitzvah is to produce a sound of shofar, to be able to yotze the shmiya. So bimela, the ma'ase is a ma'ase shmiya. The whole thing is a shmiya. So the shmoya makes sense that relates to the ma'ase mitzvah, because the ma'ase mitzvah is to cause a ma'ase shmiya. So it's lishmoa. So because that's why it's not kiyah. Because tkiyah is only chetimtza for the shmiya. And that's why you could say that lechoyra, that's a pshat b'chatzi yevon chatzi ben choyrin. Since that his mindset is a mindset that never produces a kol shofar for himself, that's a real kol shofar, because that kol shofar is a kol shofar mixed with the ptur. So it's never a kol shofar of a mitzvah, because it's always a kol shofar that's mixed with the kol shofar of ptur. It's not a kol mitzvah, could be that's not called a shmos kol, and therefore it's not yoitze. So could be the word is that since it doesn't produce a shmos kol of choyva, because it's always mixed, that hashmos kol doesn't have a din of hashmos kol, is not a ma'ase mitzvah. So the ma'ase mitzvah is the hashmos kol, and that makes sense. The Rambam paskens, there's no mitzvah on shofar. Why not? Rambam says because the chavta shel mitzvah is the voice, and kol ibo mamish. One second, why is that it kia? Because the pshat is the ma'ase mitzvah is the hashmos kol producing kol. Kol is the chavta shel mitzvah. So it comes out the kol is the chavta shel mitzvah. The ma'ase mitzvah is producing the kol. Listening to the call is the kiyum mitzvah. Why could Baruch Hu create such a funny mitzvah? That the mindset, the kiyum are separate and it has to do with call. What is the lesson of the mitzvah for such a thing? That the mindset and the kiyum are separate and all of them in Bechinas call. Number one, question number one. Now, the question number two is the following. State in Shchonoch, that on Shabbos, that to Shabbos that we read Shabbos Parshas Tzavim, we don't we're not Mevorach HaChodesh. So there are many reasons why. Chashukon brings down several reasons. One of the reasons perhaps is because if you Mekadosh the Chodesh and there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, people are going to think that the first day is the 30th day of Elul, like Rav Rosh Chodesh, when you have 2 days. The first day belongs to the previous month, the second day belongs to the next month. Rosh Hashanah is the only exception. So therefore, you do not to confuse, they didn't do any Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what he says. Or perhaps because it's Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, so you have to announce both, and that's different, then you want to confuse. Several reasons, Halacha. The Mat Ephraim already brings down that the Darchei Moshe brings B'Shem HaMinhagim is to La'arbe V'Sasotin, to confuse the Sotin. Now the question is, what confusion of Sotin mean? I mean, the Sotin doesn't know what Rosh Hashanah is. One second, he doesn't know the calendar. So he thinks that he is waiting for us to announce. Maybe because the Sotin is taller than our mind seem. Okay, so let's assume that's good. But the aloha of Irbu Vasotin continues even weiter. The aloha is that today, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow shofar. So why don't you blow shofar? So Bishabur brings down, Pasha Pshat is because Lehavdil to separate between Tkiyosh Shel Chayva and Tkiyosh Shel Reshus. But he brings down the same in Hogim that's brought down in the Darchei Moshe, for the Sotin to think that he stopped already. So he says, Nafkimina, la locha, it is Nafkimina, that even at home you should not blow shofar. Unless you are outside, but you should not even blow shofar to train yourself. 1 second, what does that mean? The shofar, he thinks that it's finished, mean this the sotin, first of all, our avoid is to fool the sotin. It's like a traffic cord that you're always hoping that the cops shouldn't show up. And on top of that, the sotin is an imbecile that doesn't follow. And the truth is, this whole idea of Yerbu Vasotin comes from the Gemara. The Gemara says in Gemara Shana, "Lama toikim kishem yoishim toikim kishem moindim kidei l'arbe v'sasotin." So the question is, first of all, what's the Yerbu Vasotin that we are so interested in Yerbu Vasotin? And why does it say toikim kishem yoishim? In other words, you blow sitting and you blow standing l'arbe v'sasotin. Tosa says, why is the shofar be'arbe v'sasotin? Because he thinks that this is the shofar shel Mashiach when the sotin will be destroyed. Now Tosa says, when you need to? Because one thing he thinks Stami is bohil v'lo bohil, meaning he's not sure. When he hears a second time, that's when he's sure. Now the question is, if that's the case, he's only blowing twice, but why does the Gemara says toikim kehem shem yoishvim and toikim kehem oindim? What does he have to do yoishvim and oindim? And the third one is the Sifrei Rav Moshe Shapira brings down in the Fikia Maim, Del Bayom Ahu Itoka B'Shofar Godol, says the Gemara, says the Sifrei, Eini Yodea Mi Tokea, and Sifrei Zan, Ela Kudosh Bocho is the Tokea. Why Vashem Elokim B'Shofar Rizka? Eini Yodea Meifosh, where does the call come from? The post says, Vashem Beichal Kochoi, the call comes from the Eichal. What does it mean that Kudosh Bocho blow the Shofar? And what does it mean that Kol comes to Chaychal? So to answer all of this, we have to see in the Kavona what says in the Ramchal and the Kavona in the introduction to Lev Mishabeach. It says, Soid Malchoyin Zichorit V'Shoifres, and Shoifores is Bi'ima. Shoifores is the Tikkun of Bina. What does it mean that the Shoifores is the Tikkun of Bina? But the Posh Pshad, and why is Shoifar the Tikkun of Bina, and what does that mean? But the answer is very simple. Bina, and we're going to explain. Bina, the idea is that there is Chochmah. There is the message that the neshama constantly has a message from Kodesh Boku because she's connected. Neshama shenasata b'teohirahi. And the neshama has the yearning that she has, which is the yearning is the ones that come, which is chesed and din. Chesed is the concept of doing chesed and din. The bina translates it into ma'isim, into midas adin. It takes the messages and it translates into real ma'isim. We're going to see loloshna ramchal. Chochmah is the message, which is bekeser, comes out from the rotza, and the person comes, the intuitive rotza that the neshama constantly gives you the right impulses to do what's right. And the bina is nothing but how this translates into lemainse. Okay, so says the Ramchal, Abba ve'ima, which is Chochmah and Bina, are chukos ha-mishpat at shorshi ha-mishpat atluim b'chesed. There is the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gives, that is mashpia, the connection. And the idea is how to turn this into practical, limited, and nisyonis for us. So chesed and din are the yearnings of the neshama, which is the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bichvoidoi, and how we translate it is into either doing chesed or doing midas hadin. But the bina has the ability to also kibiyochol mistranslate and actually distort the message. Chesed, it could be translated, if you do chesed, says the goyin, is only towards others. If you do chesed towards yourself, it's called taiva. Midas hadin, if you distort it, midas hadin should be for yourself. There's no midas hadin to others. If you do midas hadin to others, that's called kas. Shteitin goyin, now yetzahara, there are two yetzaharas, the kasoni and the tavoni. We are yetzahara, doesn't create anything. It takes the impulses of the neshama, that the neshama is connected, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is gilui b'olam hazeh, is chesed and din, and what it does, it distorts it. It takes chesed instead of to others, to yourself, and midas hadin instead of to yourself, to others. And that becomes kas and taiva. And why is that so? Why is taiva, why is chesed only towards others? And why is din only towards yourself? Because you realize we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesed is only shaykh towards others. He's not shaykh chesed to himself because he's everything. So he's not shaykh chesed. So chesed is only towards others. Midas hadin was only to himself to create the tzimtzum. He was mitzamtzum himself. Everybody else's midas hadin is only a tzimtzum chesed. So if you do chesed towards others, you are emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do chesed to yourself, you are distorting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do midas hadin towards others, you're violating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does midas chesed towards others. If you do midas hadin to yourself, that's the emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So chesed indeed is how the world was created, the two impulses. Bina is the one who is moving dover mitoich dover, is the one that makes it lemainse. Is the one that takes that hashpo, the chesed, and turns it into chukei amishpat. We're going to say the bina is havaye benikud elokim. Is the chesed vested with a levush of Elohim. That's when you apply it, lemaisa. And this is where the avera starts. The neshama itself is tehoira. She never says, I have an avera. We take this and we distort it, and that's how all the rot of the world comes. The day of Rosh Hashanah is the day that we go back to Bina. We go back to listening to the voice before the words. That's the shofar. What's the shofar? It's the yearning of the deeper sense of the neshama. In binary voice, without any words, before words. We kibayochol take the bina to the shoresh when it gets the impulses of the neshama, which gets the impulses of chokhmah. Before it's translated, we go back to the shoresh to fix it up, to get the message which is undistorted. And that's why the tkia and shvorim, tkia is chesed, and truah is din, is the one that's broken. So that is the whole message. We go to listen to that primordial voice, which is the voice without, and that's the deepest part of the neshama, is the one that the voice comes without any words, before broken words, which are just impulses of chesed and din, to be mesaken the ra b'shorshoi. As we'll see, all the avoid of Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur is to go back to Bina, to go back to the Shoresh Advarim. The day of today, the day of Rosh Hashanah, is the day of creation of Adam. We go to the original message. We start it all over again. We start, we reset. What is the Sotin? Sotin, in the day of Rosh Hashanah, is Le'arbev et HaSotin. It's not Le'arbev et HaYetzahara, it's not Le'arbev et HaMalach HaMoved. The Gemara says, who was Sotin, who HaYetzahara, was Sotin, HaMalach HaMoved, in Bav Basra. Is the HaYetzahara, is Yoyred, and then what you call it, Umesis, is Oile, Umekatreg, and Yoyre Venoitla Neshama. It's the same. What's the Pshat the Sotin? The Yetzirah makes you make the wrong decision. The Sotin tries to make that decision and to finalize. That's what the Sotin is. The Sotin, Chazal say, is called always HaSotin, the Sotin, because he makes the, he makes it final. How do you know that? From Eov. What is the Sotin? The Sotin comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Iyoi vizyore v'sar meram yir shamayim. The Sotin says, okay, let's see if that's the case. Let's put him in his oil. Let's make sure. Let's finalize. Let's look at the proof. Let's see if it comes out to materialization. He materializes, he finalizes a thought. That's what the Sotin is. On Rosh Hashanah, you know what the Bilbul HaSotin is? We do a mindset. We did wrong decisions. Those decisions are like missiles, which are in the middle of the cruise. The Sotin wants to make it land. And we go back to the reset button. We go to the Shoresh Advori, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the chance to restart again, to have a second chance. So we go back to the Shoresh Adova. That's a pshat in Shofar. Shofar, the idea is that we take every mindset. That's why the Gemara says, the Bilbul HaSotan, that we are Yoshvim Ve'oimdim. Anywhere we go back to the Shofar. To every mindset, we say, I want to hear the original voice to be able to get a second chance to do that mindset. I want to reset the message. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to resend the message. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to connect to the message to be able to actually get it, to take the Bina in the prong process, to make sure that the right thing comes out. So the whole idea of the Sotan is to tell you that the process will restart, will reset. That's why Rosh Hashanah is not part of the year. For us to Mekadosh today Rosh Hashanah would mean the Rosh Hashanah is a continuation of today. It has nothing to do. The Bilbul HaSotan is that this is not continuing. We are going to restart afresh. We are going to do it again. We are going to go to the Shoresh HaDvarim to start it again. That's why the Shofar Rosh Hashanah is not a continuation of Elul. Elul is finished. That's why we stop, is a break. And that's why the Tkiyaz is Keshem Yoshvim Keshem Oimdim. The idea is that all of our mindset we are taking back to the Shoresh HaDvarim. That's a Shofar. So in Mela, the Shofar is connecting back to the pristine message of the Neshama. Who is the real Tokea? The real Tokea is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Neshama that sends us the signals. That's the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to translate. So who is the one who blows the Shofar? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And where does he blow from? From Eichal Kotchoi. From the inner side of the Neshama. That's the prayer of the soul. That man did nofach midilei nofach. Mimila, the mitzvah is givaldik. Our mitzvah is to listen to Hashmiya, to the Hashmosa call. That there is a voice being said, we just have to connect to that voice. The mitzvah is to connect to the voice, because we are going to connect to the source of things to be able to restart and to do it again. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did allow us to experience Rosh Hashanah, to hear the pristine message, and to get a chance to start it all over again.